This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Mark Ziegler joins us here with the Aztecs on the verge of a big week of hoops. Mark, thanks so much for the time as always. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good. This is an exciting time of year.
Yeah, I love it. It's March, and it starts getting me thinking about everything that the Aztecs took us through last year, and you know, hoping that we'll get lucky and another run will engulf us in it. But before we get to that, you tweeted out about Caitlin Clark. I just think we can have Caitlin Clark be great and Pete Maravich be great too, and I don't know why everybody seems to want to compare the two and come up with a greatest when it's not that important, is it?
Yeah, you know, I think this started earlier this year when there was all this talk about Tara Vanderveer, the Stanford women's coach, passing Coach K as the all-time winningest college basketball coach, and I think it just got carried forward, and people just sort of think this is apples to apples. And my whole point in this is, I'm a huge Caitlin Clark fan. I mean, I watch a lot of her games. I appreciate the way she plays. Really, really exciting, and in many respects, more exciting than a lot of men's games I've seen this season. And so I think we should celebrate that, but I think it's just a bridge too far when you start to compare her to men. And for several reasons, one of them is that, you know, Pete Maravich didn't play with a three-point line. He didn't have a shot clock. And he scored all his points in 83 games. She did it in 130, which just tells you how incredible his career was. Now, he took a zillion shots a game. But it's just, you know, the women's ball is smaller. It's lighter. It's easier just from a physics standpoint of going through the basket. I just don't think you can compare them. And my second point to all that is I think if you start to compare them, you go down a really, really, really slippery slope if you're going to compare women to men, because it's not even close. And I just don't think we want to go there. And people are going there. And it just won't end well.
Talking to Mark Ziegler here, San Diego Union Tribune on 97.3 The Fan. So Chris and I had this question earlier. When I'm writing Chris versus the Fans questions and I write, who is the number one college basketball Division I scorer of all time? What is the correct answer in your mind?
It's Pete Maravich in the men, and it's Caitlin Clark in the women. And
That's such a Chris answer.
A smart guy.
I mean, when you say who is the fastest, who is the 100-meter gold medalist in the Olympics, do you just say it's Usain Bolt?
I guess, but that's my problem.
You know, I mean, here's an example of the road we're going down. And I looked this up today, and this should give people a little bit of idea of why we don't want to go down this road. I'll give you two examples from track and field in the NCAAs. Last year, the winner of the 800 meters at the NCAA track, outdoor track championship, won it in 159.7 seconds, so just under 2 minutes.
Right.
Okay, if she had been in the California Boys State High School meet, she would have finished last in the final by 3 seconds. Okay, here's another example. The NCAA women's record for 1500 meters is just under 4 minutes. It's during the season, it's like 3:59.7. Okay, last year alone, across Division I, II, and III in men, 618 men ran 10 seconds faster than that. Okay? And so we don't want to go down that road. because it degrades women's sports. It's not fair to women's sports. And that's why I'm shocked that women's sports advocates feel the need to validate an accomplishment and of what Caitlin Clark did by comparing it to men, because it's not going to end well, and it's not fair to her. It's not fair to Pete Maravich. It's not fair to men. It's not fair to women. They're separate entities, and let's just celebrate them that way.
Let them both be great.
That's my point, and I'm going to get canceled for it, but I mean, that's just the way it is.
You might, actually.
You actually have some support on the chat.
Thanks, Chris.
We'll support you, but I can't help. I can't speak for everybody out
there. Our YouTube chat, you have support. There's always going to be each side.
That's right. Mark Ziegler's with us. All right, Mark, Aztecs come in. 11-5. UNLV's 11-5, right? And they're not even supposed to be a tournament team unless they go on and win the postseason tournament. I said that the Aztecs, these two games mean a lot tomorrow in Boise because they want to hang on to that 4 seed. Do you get the feeling that's what they're playing for? Almost more than, you know, trying to win the regular season championship, which I know they'd like, but they're going to need help.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. If you think about it, you pull back, what's the most important thing in college basketball, rightly or wrongly, fortunately or unfortunately? It's the NCAA tournament. And to have the best shot at the NCAA tournament, you want to have a good seed. You want to be in a good region, maybe get some fans to your game. A difference, you know, particularly between a 4 and like a 6 in the type of team you're going to play in the first round is enormous. Last year they were 5. They got shipped and they went down to Orlando. And the team they played, Charleston, was good. It was gritty. And the Aztecs, remember, did not play well in that game. But they were so athletically superior to that type of team. They had a lot of players on that team. They just weren't as athletic. They were gritty and they played hard, but they just weren't of the athletic ability and size that San Diego State had. And they just kind of bullied their way to that win. And that's the advantage of having a good seed. If you get down into the 6s and the 7s, now you're playing a power conference team, probably a power conference team that surged late in the season to get into the tournament. And now you're in trouble because they're big, they're strong, they've got momentum going, they're playing well. And, you know, San Diego State's been a 6 twice, and both were double-digit losses, North Carolina State. We all remember the Syracuse blowout. So I think that's the most important thing at this point. And to hold on to a 4, I think they need to win Tuesday. And then if they win at home in senior night against Boise State, I think that's locked up no matter what happens in the conference tournament. If they lose, it gets real dicey because that's going to be a quad 2 loss at UNLV. And that's the one thing that's going for their resume. They have no quad 2, quad 3, quad 4 losses. Their only losses are quad 1 on the road. It's a clean resume, and now you muddy it up a little bit, and it opens the door for the selection committee to drop them to a 5.
Talking to Mark Ziegler, San Diego Union Tribune here on 97.3 The Fan, and I was looking through Lamont Butler's numbers over the weekend, and like without even going into it, I thought his numbers are way down from last year. But looking at it, he basically has identical numbers last year. Maybe he's down in 3-point percentage, and he's even down in turnovers. But what's been the big difference? Because is it because he made that shot, everybody's paying attention to him more, or is he struggling a little bit more this year?
Well, I think, you know, making that shot is a blessing and a curse. I mean, the blessing is, obviously, you're a hero for life. You shouldn't have to buy a meal in San Diego ever again. And that's what it's all about. You know, you want to be a legend, and he's a legend for making that shot. The curse is that I think people got a little bit, you know, kind of outkicked his coverage in terms of potential as a player. He's a very, very good college player. Let's not forget that. He's an incredible defender. And he's very athletic, and he's the kind of guy you want to have on your team. He's a winner. He plays for others. He defers to others. And he's a great guy to be around. But I think what happens is people confuse that with he's a first-round NBA draft pick, and he's not. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, and it doesn't mean he can't one day develop into an NBA player. But I just think people kind of had this idea, okay, he's going to come back this year and average 20 a game. And I mean, maybe I even fell into that a little bit, but he is what he's always been, which is a guy who averages about 8 points a game. And he's the best defender on the floor. And he leads by example and plays hard and dives at the floor for loose balls and, you know, gets his teammates involved and just finds ways to win. And that's who he is. And I think maybe we shouldn't forget that. And that's what he's been this year, just as he was last year.
I shouldn't take it personally, Mark, but I will take it personally if they overlook Jaden Ledee for first-team All-American. I feel like he represents all of us here. I feel like he is one of the best five players in the country. I understand that you've got to deal with Edie and Purdue and how many bigs are they going to take and all of the high-profile schools out there. But a lot of people, Gary Parrish, at least last week, said he thinks he's one of the best five. Do you think he has a legit shot for first team, or will he get kind of overlooked by bigger name competition?
I think it's going to be right on the cusp. I talked to a national writer. I won't say his name. I'll let him have some anonymity, who said it's going to be tough. He's going to be right on that 5-6 line. I think he'll fall to six. You know, he'll be in that second group, second team All-American. That's my guess is what he'll end up. Should he be in the first five? Of course he should. He's had an incredible season, and he's done it. You know, the one thing about guards is guards don't get double teamed that often, right? And they just get to go and play their game. And big men get double teamed, and it's hard on them. And he's a 6'9". He's not a 7'4" big man. He's 6'9", and he gets double teamed. And he never, ever faced that before in his career at any level, on the low block, getting double teamed. And he had to learn how to deal with it. And if you look how he's played in the last few games and how he's adjusted to that, how he's watched film, how he's getting balls, you know, he's trying to get open in different spots where it's harder to double team. And when he does get double teamed, how he dribbles out and passes, he's made huge strides. And I just think that speaks to the type of player, the type of season he's having. But I think he'll be Mountain West Player of the Year, and I think he'll be a second-team All-American, and that's pretty darn good.
That is pretty darn good. We're talking to Mark Ziegler here of San Diego Union-Tribune. If you were to get Coach Dutcher to answer this question, what do you think he would say? What is his grade so far for this season?
For this team?
Yes.
I think he, all in all, I think he'd probably give him an A. I mean, I think look, this team's going to, there's a really good chance this team's going to have a better NCAA tournament seed than last year's team. And at worst case scenario, they'll have the same seed. They're going to have a similar record. They're playing in a much tougher league. They had a way, way tougher schedule this year. And so I think the one thing that maybe he would maybe give him an A- on is that they haven't been able to win on the road like he'd hoped. And that's been one of the hallmarks of this program, is they can go on the road and win. And it's not like they're getting blown out. They're in those games. They you know, every single game they've led in the second half or been within a point. And except for the one game, I think, in New Mexico, maybe they were within a point in that game too. But, I mean, they've been close in all these games. They have been able to close. So I think that's the one thing he'd probably say, if I were to put words in his mouth, that was a little bit of a disappointment. But the rest of it has been really pretty good. And if they get a 4 seed, not only is it better than last year, but it's been really hard. I mean, it's hard when you go to a national championship game from a conference like the Mountain West, from a program like San Diego State that's never even dreamed of anything like that before. The amount, the level of expectations put on you, every loss is the end of the world. Every team, and I see it in every building, the energy in the building, the energy of the other team. You're getting, you know, it's not cliche to say you're getting every team's best shot. You really are getting every team's best shot. And if you watch some of these other Mountain West games and you see the, you know, you see the way New Mexico played at home against Air Force versus the way they played at home against San Diego State, it's night and day. And so when you add all that in and all that expectation and extra hype every time they go somewhere and they're a 4 seed, I think that's pretty darn good. Now, will they do as well in the NCAA tournament? It's all up to matchups. And, you know, odds are probably not with them. But in terms of just the regular season body of work, it's been pretty good all in all.
Yeah, pretty awesome season. I mean, I would have taken a lot less and still been happy with it coming off of what they did. And, you know, realizing they lost 5 key guys from that team last year. They didn't just lose 1 guy, 5 guys. And, you know, for them to come back, it's really been fun. Mark, always fun having you on. Thanks. If you get too much heat for your Caitlin Clark comments, let me know. Well, Scraby and I will try to stick up for you. We got you covered, man. Thanks, Mark.
All right,
Mark.
Thanks.
We'll see you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.